Normally, we talk with Andrew Zellman, the publisher of Cleveland Scene Magazine, Friday mornings at 8 o'clock, but it's an extended weekend for a lot of people. A lot of cool things going on the next few days, including a miracle pop-up bar that brings Christmas cocktails back to Cleveland. Andrew, tell us about it.
Yeah, this one actually started in New York City as a miracle pop-up Christmas bar, and it's kind of spread throughout the country. So they have different bars in different cities that are sanctioned as miracle Christmas bars. And there are two in Cleveland for this Christmas season, Spotted Owl in Tremont and Porco Lounge in Ohio City. They're going to have beverages like wintry-themed drinks like Snowball Old Fashioned, which includes butterscotch, rye, spices, and citrus, and the Christmas Carol Barrel featuring aged rum, bitter, sugar, and pumpkin. And they'll be served Black Friday through December 30th at both of those bars. Porco will also be featuring the Sippin' Santa signature cocktail menu, like Kris Kringle Rum Colada and the gin-based Mela Kilikamaka. And so these are the only two places in Cleveland that'll be featuring these Christmas cocktails.
How cool. We have an indoor mini golf course to go to now. This is at Punch Bowl Social.
Yes, so Punch Bowl Social in the Flats East Bank. And actually, Punch Bowls, I think a lot of them are going to be getting this new putt-putt course, but Punch Bowl is the first one in Cleveland that they've done it at. And so they now have opened a 9-hole mini golf course. It's Nordic themed at Punch Bowl. And so they've made some changes as time has gone on to try to use their space in different ways. They brightened up the space a little bit. And this will be open for holidays and Christmas parties and such. But really, the putt-putt course is the main attraction.
Tomorrow, it's going to be cold on Thanksgiving for sure. But you go to the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. That's exciting.
It is going to be cold, but admission tomorrow is free at the Metro Parks Zoo from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. All visitors and families are welcome. You're right, it'll be cold, but as you guys were just talking about, people eat a lot on Thanksgiving, a lot of sides, and so at least if you go out, it gives you something to do, and you can walk off maybe a tenth of those calories you'll consume tomorrow.
All right, if we want more information on any of these events you talked about, where do we go?
CleveScene.com and ClevelandScene on social media.